Here's a clip from the spy thriller Goldilocks.
Hello, Goldilocks. Wow, look at you. I've missed you. Everything's gonna be all right. Just relax. Just relax. It doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't. I've forgiven you. Absolutely and completely forgiven you. All I want is what is rightfully mine.
It doesn't belong to you. You know it.
You are just like your grandfather. How did such great potential go to waste? Here. Come on. I only hope that your son doesn't turn out to be as big a disappointment.
Hey. Will you stop hitting her?
That's a clip from the film series Goldilocks, shot entirely on an iPhone 4 and distributed as an app, which has never been done before. The film series is causing a sensation. The New York Times calls Goldilocks a sign of things to come, and the San Francisco Chronicle says the film is pushing limits. I caught up with Goldilocks filmmakers Michael Corbell and Anna Elizabeth James to find out where they got the idea for making an iPhone film.
I actually had my iPhone stolen, so Michael got online and ordered me a new iPhone 4, and 2 days before they were supposed to come out, we got to talking and we realized, oh my goodness, this phone has HD. We should see what we can do, like what kind of film we can make.
So does this change the way you budget for a film like this, for a project like this?
Absolutely. You know, Michael and I are still in school. We're graduate students at USC, and we spend a tremendous amount of money on tuition. And you're constantly trying to find ways to tell your story in a cost-effective manner. There's a couple of things that are so unique about shooting with your iPhone. One is you can be in a public place and people don't know you're shooting. I mean, you could be taking a picture. You don't stand out of the crowd. All of our tools and equipment we have in this thing what we call a magic box, and it literally is filmmaking to go.
Can you give me some idea of what you had to budget for Goldilocks?
The whole budget for Goldilocks for 10 episodes was $2,500. And wow. If you do the math on that, shooting over 21, 22 days, that basically is taking care of food and basic rentals. We were very, very fortunate to have a huge team. I mean, there's probably over 50, 60, 70 people involved in Goldilocks when you count actors and crew that have just generously donated their time because they believe in changing the scape of filmmaking technology. And that's what we're trying to do. So
we should talk a little bit about the way that you're getting this scene, too. You distribute it as an app on iPhones.
Yes, that idea originated from Michael and I went to go see a movie and we missed the trailers. So after the movie, I decided to look up the trailers. And it was this moment where we both looked at each other because I said, these trailers are kind of like short films. And it just came to us like, why hasn't anyone distributed their content through an app? Why, like, is there something wrong with this? Is this not allowed? And at that time, we had written the spec script of Goldilocks, and it was just a no-brainer for us. We thought, you know what? Let's try it. Let's see if we can create something and then distribute it ourselves.
So how does it work? You have the app, and you invite people to download it, and I guess it's word of mouth, pretty much, that gets that out. But how does it work once it begins? How do you let people know that there's another episode?
Well, one of the things that's really unique that Apple's designed into apps is push notifications. And so what we do is a lot of people use push notifications to say, you know, hey, download the new update, or you know, this bug fixed or whatever. We look at it as an opportunity to individually, essentially text message all of our end users around the world and say, hey, episode 8 is now online. Watch it in the Magic app. Essentially, we are using their, I guess you would say almost their maintenance notification system to make people aware that we have made a new project.
Well, I confess I've watched 8 episodes, which is, I guess, all you have out there. And I'm waiting for my push notification for number 9, but you're not going to tell me what it is, are you?
No. Well, your push notification will probably come out, it'll be very, very soon. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You promise.
Wait, but just be ready because, yeah, it's going to be...
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Of course it is. Now, there are upsides and downsides to this, I would think. The iPhone 4 does do HD, as you say, and it is a pretty flexible tool. But it is an iPhone, and it has to lack some tools that are available when you have fancier equipment, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I will say this, though. I've never shot with another camera that I can get a phone call on, though.
Did you have to alter the story because of technical limitations?
We actually altered the story with the utilization of the tools, basically coming up with story points where only the camera and the phone could go. Like, you know, in the first episode, we have the iPhone in a wine glass and we have it in a medicine cabinet. And that was really, really fun to challenge ourselves with the use of the actual small lens and what we could do with that lens.
Yeah, I remember the night that Annie and I knew for a fact we were going to shoot this on an iPhone, and we pulled out a piece of paper and we said, where would we always want to put a camera that we've never been able to before? And literally over the course of Goldilocks, we are checking off every single one of the things on that list. And I will say one of those things on the list, spoiler alert, is mounting it to a helicopter.
Oh, now I really have to watch episode 9.
Yes.
I feel as though Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland are going to leap out of the background here and say, let's make a show.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It would be.
So what's next after Goldilocks is done? You sound as though you're almost there.
We're almost there. Oh, my goodness. It's been amazing. We've learned so much, but we are definitely ready for the next thing.
Yeah, Michael and I, we created a company called Magic Pictures. And with Magic Pictures, we want to be the forerunners in what we consider the new way of storytelling, which is transmedia storytelling, where you come up with stories that are so compelling as a viewer or audience member, you want to read the book, play the game, and get as much involved with your characters as possible. So that's on our horizon.
Filmmakers Michael Corbell and Anna Elizabeth James talking about Goldilocks, a film series entirely made on an iPhone and distributed as an app. You can watch the entire series on our website at ttbook.org.